Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Monday. Hope you all had a great weekend wherever you were, whatever you were doing. I know what I was doing. I was watching the Milwaukee Brewers sweep the New York Yankees, and hot damn, did it feel good. And I understand all the Yankees fans out there are like, oh, dude, it doesn't matter. It's May. I get it, man. I am going to revel in a sweep of the Yankees any moment that it happens. So you can spare your tissue box. I don't give a crap. I loved this weekend watching the Brewers beating up on the Yankees. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful world when that is happening. Hope you all had a lot of fun doing whatever it was you were doing. We're back at it here on Cheesehead TV. The NFL schedule is starting to come out drip by drip, bit by bit. I know the league announcing this morning that the Dallas Cowboys will take on the New York Giants in Sunday Night Football week. Look, I get it. I understand big markets, Dallas Cowboys, always a driver, blah, blah, blah. John Harbaugh's first game as coach of the Giants. All of the stuff. I understand it all. But man, are we not through with having the Giants and the Cowboys every damn opening Sunday night? You know, there was a time when we, you know, actually fed into narratives and drama and interest from fan bases other than the Dallas Cowboys. But I know it's an instant ratings machine. The NFL doesn't care. I totally understand. I'm just, you know, okay. Great. Sunday night, Giants, Cowboys. All right, fine. Like, it's weird because it's the NFL. It's the first inkling of a new season coming, and I should be so excited. I'm a fucking NFL addict, junkie, and I could care less about the Cowboys and the Giants facing off for the billionth time on Sunday Night Football. That's just me. I'm a hater. I'm drinking Haterade. But the only schedule that matters will be out on Thursday, and that's the Green Bay Packers regular season schedule. And we'll be covering it all right here live on Cheesehead TV's YouTube channel, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock Lambeau time. Come join me. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to go through each game. We're going to break down the opponents, talk about the trends, all of the interesting facts about each game, how much travel the Packers are going to have. It's going to be a good time, people. And of course, on Friday, I'll be recording my annual season prediction with Billy for Carry the G Radio, where we go through the schedule and predict wins and losses. It's the only time I do it. So be here on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel to get ready for all of that. Today, I did want to touch real quickly on Devontae Wyatt. Just thought about him this weekend, thinking about, okay, you know, I know there were availabilities that we weren't privy to here on the YouTube world, because the Packers don't stream the position coaches anymore. No idea why, but that is the world we live in. So I was going back and reading some of the quotes from, you know, the position coaches, and it caught my eye. I was reading Jason Wilde's update from the availabilities, and he has some great stuff, quotes from each assistant coach that was available. I highly recommend everyone check that out. I believe it's Channel 3000, but Vince Ogabasi mentioned that Devontae Wyatt is still watching drill work, not fully recovered and ready to go from that ankle injury he suffered on Thanksgiving in Detroit, though he should be pretty much at the tail end, I believe. At locker cleanout, he talked about how it would be 3 to 5 months as far as the recovery time, which would put him probably in line to be available, possibly participating, I would say maybe by minicamp, the mandatory minicamp, which is being held next month in June. But Devontae Wyatt is a guy they clearly are going to be counting on. And I think he should be ready by camp and to participate there week one, whoever they're taking on, which is great. That's amazing news. We're very happy about that. However, it is interesting looking at his history. The fact that, yeah, he's entering a contract here, which hopefully portends good things. Hopefully he's balling out to try and get that second contract. You always like that. But this is a cat who has never, ever once came close his second year, but never once played more than 50% of the defensive snaps. Like, he is a guy who has been a very much a rotational piece. And I do remember his rookie year thinking, okay, that made sense. And then his second year is the one year where he came close to playing a little bit over 50. I think he hit like 49% of the defensive snaps his second year in the league. But that drops down again once Hafley comes in town, gets in town, and 4 years in, never once has played over 50% of the snaps that he was available for. Now, obviously, that last part is key because he has been on the sideline quite a bit with injury, you know, the end of last season being the latest. But he is a guy they are going to be counting on. They have to be counting on. Now that you've traded away Kenny Clark and Colby Wooden, yes, you sign Hargrave, which is great, excellent addition. But you want Devontae Wyatt out there more often than not. And I don't think they need to, you know, ride him into the dirt the way they did with Kenny. But you're certainly going to want him on the field way more than 50% of the snaps, I would suspect. I mean, no offense to Warren Brinson and his family, but I want Devontae Wyatt on the field. Whether it is early downs or obvious passing situations, I want my former first rounder, huge, athletic, upside, blah, blah, blah. I want him getting after it, down in and down out. That's the world I want to live in. So we'll see how it goes here with his recovery, how much he's able to go initially right out of the gate. But the Packers are going to need him to play a whole hell of a lot more than he has been so far in his career. Can he handle that? I don't know. That is an interesting kind of through line narrative that we'll have to be watching through for this season, without question, without doubt. How are you all doing? Good to see everybody in the comments section. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at ThetaCare. Don't let pain sideline your golf game this season. Stop in to ThetaCare Orthopedic Walk-In Care in Appleton. Open 7 days a week. They'll help you get back in the game quickly. Learn more at ThetaCare.org. ThetaCare, proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. All right, folks. How we doing? How we living? What's on your mind? Jerry, starting us off. How you doing, man? New hoodie? That thing is sweet. Funnily enough, old hoodie. Old-ish hoodie. Appreciate it. This was actually the Michael Strahan line that came out a few years ago. I bought it as soon as I saw it because I do enjoy it. I like a black hoodie. And if it says Packers on it, even better. Brody, what's up, man? Favorite UFA? I'm from Iowa, so the Iowa State kid. Well, that makes it easy, doesn't it? I like Maryland. I will say, though, I generally try to reserve any kind of thoughts about the UFAs until I see them on the grass. You know, and that pretty much goes for the rookies in general. You know, there's guys I'm certainly excited about. You guys know I love Jagger Burton, but man, none of that means much until we get on the grass and we see these guys against NFL competition and how they compete down in and down out. But yeah, if Maryland can round into his previous 2024 form, he's got a shot, I would think, especially given the state of the tight end room. That's the guy I think probably has the straightest line, right, to potentially doing enough to get on the 53, although I still think it's a bit of a long shot. So much is going to come down to his work on special teams. That's always your, you know, path to the roster as a young player, but that's the guy I would have my eye on. Jeff Jones, how are you, man? Which player makes the biggest improvement in 26? That's interesting because I pretty much have an idea of what you mean, but like, is it production wise? Cause that's clearly going to be Matthew Golden, right? Now I do think he's going to improve as well, just from a straight down in and down out playing technique, knowing the playbook, which again, with the quotes from the assistant coaches, Jason Vrabel, very much, you know, indicating that his lack of knowledge, lack of attention to detail, he being Golden, was a very big component in his not being as involved as probably everyone would have liked in his rookie season. So that is certainly going to be something that we're going to be looking for, yes, during training camp, but more importantly, early on in the season, you know, because he's got to have that thing down. He's got to be available, and he's got to know everything he's supposed to know when it comes to what he's supposed to do. Pre-snap, post-snap, read the coverages the same way the quarterback does. All of those adjustments that have to be made on the fly. Intricate parts of the offense that are going to be necessary for him to have down cold to be involved early and often, like everyone thinks he will be and should be. That's a big one. Big one. This is the second time I've seen this. Schedule leak: Broncos versus Packers on February 14th on ABC. Get it? Because that's the day of the Super Bowl. Sorry, I've just seen that joke like 100 times already. But I hear you, buddy. I hear you. Good stuff. Aaron, a fellow Aaron, thanks for checking out the stream on X. Good afternoon, Aaron. Go Pack Go. Fuck the Bears and Vikings. See, I love how you left off the Lions there, you know, because the Lions, they had their moment. They had their little bit of shine, right? And now they're back to being an afterthought. Beat them twice last year. I was looking at the Cheesehead TV store today, where we have a number of shirts dedicated to how the Bears still suck, bear down, like the number of shots at the Bears, right? We have the when your trophy case is empty shirt for the Vikings, for obvious reasons. Not a single piece of merch about the Lions until you get all the way down to the bottom. And then you see the shirt that says Amon-Ra St. Brown sucks, which is made in the style of the Green Bay suck shirt that he wore to Lambeau a number of years ago. So that's the only remnant of any, you know, semblance of caring about the Lions. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. What else we got here? Mike, how are you, man? Trey Smack going to hit the game winner week one in Chicago, 23-20. Calling it now. Matt LaFleur, Ben Johnson, handshake, part four. Go Pack Go. See, I like the vision, but I'm pretty sure, I mean, this is total guesswork, but I'm pretty sure the Bears are probably going to open up on the road against Seattle. That's my guess. I think the Packers hopefully open up at home again for only the second time under Matt LaFleur, first being last year. And, you know, it's probably like the Vikings or Lions or something like that. But I think the Bears are going to open in Seattle. But we'll see. Matt. Imagine having to deal with Aaron Rodgers in the year of our Lord 2026. I mean, look, we've talked many times about Aaron's decision-making and what he wants to do as far as continuing to play. Man, keep at it as long as you can. And he's mentioned this on a couple of different occasions throughout his career when asked about the decision to retire, what have you. Keep playing as long as you can, because once you're done, it's done. You know, we can joke about Brett Favre. He comes back, I get it. But once it's done, it is done. And you are left just remembering those great moments of camaraderie, those great post-victory locker rooms or flights home, etc. Like, it's very sudden and it's very personal. So I don't begrudge Rodgers taking his time. I don't begrudge, you know, seeing tons of headlines about it, because that's the nature of the beast. We all know that's how the beast gets fed. But hot damn, as a Packers fan, oh yeah, I'm very, very glad that it is not ours to deal with anymore. We're not waiting. I'm not like having my life, literally my life, affected by his decision-making, which was the case when I was a Packers fan. No longer. I get to watch Steelers fans deal with it, which, Godspeed. But, and again, I have no grudge against Rodgers when it comes to taking your time, making the decision at your own pace, whatever you need to do, man. It's a very personal decision. Have at it. Very happy it's not on the Packers' time anymore. So good. Andrew Ware, how are you, sir? Still 3.5 games back. Had to. Packers-Bears on Monday night. Would suck to have to wait all weekend, but that's the only primetime spot left, right? Could be a Monday nighter, potentially. But again, I think the Bears are opening in Seattle. But we'll see. And yeah, Monday night, that's fine by me. It would suck to have to wait. That is no doubt. And usually there are two games on Monday night, though I know this year they want They're not going to have them overlapping. But, yeah, I don't want to wait till Monday night. I'd much rather open on Sunday, say, 3:25 Lambeau time. Let's do that. Joe, what's up, man? 5 Packers first-round picks on Packers roster. Love, Van Ness, Wyatt, Morgan, Golden. 4 are on other teams. Would this be unusual? Thoughts? I don't know, man. I would have to go take a look at it across the league. First blush, you asking, it doesn't feel insane, doesn't feel crazy, but part of draft and develop is knowing when to allow guys to walk, and I think Quay Walker, being one of those first-round picks, it was 1,000,000,000% time to let him walk, given what he was in line to be paid market value-wise. You know, don't think it's insane or unusual. Uncultured, what's up, man? Today's tunes are Blues in the Night by Frank Sinatra, Destroyer by The Kinks, Black Betty by Ram Jam, and Smack My Jup by Prodigy. Yes, I used Smack My Jup on my Insta story when Trey Smack took the job. Always fun to see who comes out of the woodwork, that kind of tune, but excellent choices all. Let me see here. Oh, Go Pack Go. What's up, man? Common question here. Hey, but Nags, do you think the Packers might get another nose tackle? I was thinking Mazi Smith. Always possible, though I still suspect they're probably going to go into or through the offseason program first. I know we've seen a number of vets getting signed in the last few days, you know, now that they no longer count against the comp pick formula. But I think the Packers are going to go through the offseason. I'm not going to say like through training camp. Maybe they make a move post, what do you call it? Mini camp, etc. And then bring the new nose tackle into camp. I think that's a possibility. Don't forget, you know, a couple years ago when they brought Devondre Campbell in, I think it was literally the first day of mini camp. So as Brian always says, they're always looking, always ready to add, always doing the work, but I think they're going to put these guys through the offseason work and see what they have up close, personal first, and then maybe make an addition towards the end of the offseason if they think, yep, we need a little help here. But I also wouldn't be surprised if they are more than fine with what's on hand. It all depends on really how Gannon feels about it and his conversations with LaFleur and Gutekunst and how he thinks they can operate rotationally and things of that nature. I would be surprised if he like banged the table. I need a big nose tackle at this point in the process, right? If that were the case, I would have suspected it would have happened already. So we'll see. We'll see what the rest of the offseason brings. Mr. Heebs, you are spot on. Just to watch McCarthy and Rodgers on the sidelines will be worth it. I totally agree. The nostalgia bomb will be amazing. I mean, don't get it twisted. It would be so much fun. On top of the fact that, like, you know, McCarthy's gotten the whole band back together for the most part there in Pittsburgh. Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. No doubt about it. Marshall Duke, how are you, sir? Let's save both Bears games until after Micah comes back. Random Packer, running back Alex Green. Shout out, Alex Green. You talk about a dude that carries the G. That guy is active on social media and in his kind of post-playing career. Man, that's a good dude right there, doing things the right way, and a guy who is a very big advocate, not just for the Packers, but for mental health and all the stuff that we give lip service to, but maybe don't really pay that much attention to as much as we should. Alex Green's a real one, man. As far as the Bears games, yeah, I know. I think every Packers fan would agree with that, but you know the NFL. They want their drama. They want Matt LaFleur, Ben Johnson, as soon as possible. So I'm pretty much resigned to at least one of those Bears games being very early in the season. But who knows? Maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe the jigsaw just won't fall into place a certain way, and they'll have to wait till, you know, October, which would be absolutely perfect. But we'll see. Jeezy, I was so hyped for Alex Green out of Hawaii. Unfortunate injuries. Well, sadly, that's the often the case for a lot of guys. You know, you get excited by certain players, and then, you know, there's a reason the average career in the NFL is now, I believe, just over 3 years. It used to be just under 3 years, but now I think it's like 3.5 years. You know, it's hard, man. Joe, what? Is Andy Herman okay? He proposed the most bizarre system for determining the NFL draft order. I didn't see it. I don't know, but by all accounts, yeah, Andy's fine. Just because he's thinking outside the box doesn't mean it's crazy. Y'all need to open your minds a little bit, I think, is the lesson here. But that's just me. Maybe I need to see it to really get a determination here. E4, how are you, man? With you on the Lions, they were so bad for so long, just can't feel anything but meh. Yeah, and you know, it's funny too, because they got good, and they were pretty dominant, right? And they were a tough-ass team and clearly made it to the doorstep of the Super Bowl. And their fans went from, oh, lovable losers to complete assholes in like 3.5 seconds. I think that dude is still in his car making, like, you know, tough guy proclamations about how they've taken the North and Packers fans have to be resigned to never being good again. And then we whooped them twice last year. I haven't seen them since. It's hilarious. All right, buddy, I have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.